Hey, it's Josie with Affirmation Pod, your home for personal development. Do you know where your money is? Do you know where your wallet is? Do you know where your credit cards are? Your bank cards? Your phone with Apple Pay on it? Good. I feel better now. Let's start the episode. Today, we continue our theme for this month, which is money management. And the topic for today is the emotional meaning of money. The topic of money can get very heated. It can get very emotional for people. I've seen some pretty brutal situations, like when someone passes away and then the family fights over the inheritance. I guess a common one when someone's experiencing a divorce can be the divvying up of assets and money. I think back to some of my friends and how we've dealt with money and some of the emotions that have come up for me. I think of two very dear friends of mine, and one, when I was in school, she would always pay for dinners, lunches, whatever, because she's like, well, you're in school, you don't have the money. And she was working. And once I finally graduated and I was making money, every time we went out, I started treating her, saying, yeah, this makes up for all those years that you were like paying for all our lunches and da da da. And she was like, this is great. I love it. But there was another friend when I was done school, she was still in school. So I was paying for lunches and dinners and whatnot whenever we got together. And when she was done school and she was making money, I remember thinking one time when we went out for just frozen yogurt, it was less than $4 for my yogurt. I thought she might treat this one because, like, you know, I've always treated her. But no, she never did. And she never has treated me to lunch or dinner. And it's not that I like am in a big huff about it, but there is emotion around it, right? Where I don't know, maybe like a fairness thing or some kind of reciprocation. Anyways, do you have that with some friends who seem to reciprocate whenever you've treated or, you know, done a favor for them, help them move or something like that? And then others who are like, totally don't reciprocate. Well, I'm not a financial planner. I'm not a wealth management advisor. I'm not anything in the finance industry. However, I have either led workshops on the emotional meaning of money or included a segment on the emotional meaning of money in some presentations that I've done. I've asked certain questions, walked people through exercises on certain topics around the emotional meaning of money. I'm going to highlight the, let's say, most impactful questions in this episode so that you can reflect on the emotional meaning of money for you. So just like with anything, your core beliefs do translate into reality. And so it's not a bad idea to take a look at them when it comes to money.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Here's the question. Have you been checking in with yourself, your stress levels, your mental health, your energy? I've recently had days where I've struggled with mood changes. It's helped me so much to be able to talk with my BetterHelp therapist and walk through the best self-care plan that works for right now. Taking care of you is the most important thing you can do. Some more social time, some community time may be what you need, or recharging alone may be what would help you best right now. If you're not sure, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you've wanted to try therapy or you wanted to come back to therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It works with your schedule, and you get started by filling out a brief questionnaire that matches you with a licensed therapist. If you feel you want to switch therapists at any time, you can do so for no extra charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/affirmation today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/affirmation. Thanks to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode today.
Now, my favorite question when it comes to these workshops that I've done is actually kind of an icebreaker question. And it's simply, what comes to mind when you think of the word money? So actually, I wasn't planning on this. I'm going to give you a few seconds now to think of what your answers are to that question. If you could give three words, what are three words that come to mind when you think of money? Let me tell you why this is my favorite question, because whenever I've led groups on this, the answers vary so widely. And just the reaction on the faces of everybody when certain people come up with certain answers, like some people are like, have this look of shock, like, wow, you think that? And others will have like a look of, oh yeah, me too. So here are some answers that I've gotten over the years. And again, the question is, what comes to mind when you think of the word money? Stress, happiness, power, arguments, shopping, freedom, evil, car payment, security, retirement. Ugh. And yes, there's other ones that were a bit more humorous, like the fellow who said, my ex-wife. Or others got more specific, like a vacation to Tahiti with unlimited food. Other questions I would ask and facilitate discussion on are, what were you taught about money? And anytime the phrase money doesn't grow on trees comes up as something somebody was taught about money, there would be at least a few people groaning because they'd heard the same things growing up.
I'm really excited to share about this new sponsor today. This episode is sponsored by Aqua True. You need to hear about this. I've been using it every day because I want to make sure I'm drinking enough water every day, but not just that. What kind of water am I drinking? So why do I love Aqua True? First of all, the one I have works with no plumbing installation needed. Just like with all the Aqua True purifiers, my carafe uses a 4-stage reverse osmosis purification process. That means it removes 15 times more contaminants than those ordinary pitcher filters. That's what I was using before, and I can taste the difference, but I can also see the difference. I don't just use Aqua True for the humans in the house. I have a jug where I put the water for our plants and our dog, that I could tell the water was cleaner and clearer than what I was using before. The setup was easy, and Aqua True comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Look into this. It makes a great gift, too, for weddings, high school grads, college grads, especially if they're athletes or very health conscious. And just for you, today, Affirmation Pod listeners receive 20% off any of the Aqua True purifiers. Just go to aquatrue.com, that's AQUATRU.com, and enter code AFFIRMATION at checkout. That's 20% off any Aqua True water purifier. Again, I have the carafe, but take a look at what you would need for yourself. Go to aquatrue.com and use promo code AFFIRMATION, AFFIRMATION, to redeem your 20% off, and you are helping support Affirmation Pod. Thank you to Aqua True for sponsoring this episode today. This episode is brought to you by Air Doctor. Here's a question. Which air would you say is more polluted, our indoor air or the outdoor air? Well, according to the EPA, our indoor air is 2 to 5 times more polluted than our outdoor air. Those pollutants include allergens, pollen, especially now that allergy season is here. Our air can also have dust mites, mold spores, and even viruses or bacteria that can make us sick. Air Doctor sent me their classic Defender, which is the Air Doctor 3500. I love knowing that it's filtering out harmful contaminants so that they don't reach my lungs. But what I also love is that it's not noisy at all. It has a soothing, super soft hum. I use mine in my bedroom, but I know some of you are working with people all day long in offices and classrooms. Come check it out. Air Doctor may be just what you need. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day breathe easy money back guarantee. I don't think you'll need to use it, but if you happen to not love it, you just send it back for a refund minus the shipping. Go to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code AFFIRMATION to get up to $300 off your Air Doctor purifier. And as a bonus for Affirmation Pod listeners, you also get a free 3-year warranty on any unit. You need to use the code AFFIRMATION to be sure you get up to $300 off and the free 3-year warranty. Place your order today by going to airdoctorpro.com. That's AIRDOCTORPRO.com, and use promo code AFFIRMATION. Thank you, Air Doctor, for sponsoring this episode today.
Where do your beliefs around money come from? What does your relationship with money look like? How do you feel about your relationship with money? What does a healthy relationship with money look like? And through the process of reflecting and thinking about money, how they feel about money, what they believe around money, Some really start tapping into the emotion around why they're in the financial position they're in, and the emotions around spending and the emotions around saving. As you know, some of the clients I've worked with have had addiction issues or problems in the past, and that can be substance, that can be behavioral addiction. I remember one lady, her gambling got out of control and she stopped. She was coming for help. She was starting to really get things together and get back on track. And the timing of it just happened to be that it was the holiday season, the Christmas season. And one thing she started noticing was during the Boxing Week sales, she was buying a lot of things and she could feel herself being pulled in to feeling out of control around shopping. And she said, I think I'm starting to just trade my gambling problem to a shopping problem. And when we dug deeper, she realized, hey, because I stopped gambling, I have money in the bank. Having money in the bank is something I'm not used to. It makes me feel uncomfortable. I don't feel I deserve it. I don't feel comfortable because I don't think I fit the mold of somebody who knows how to save money or to have a solid balance in my checking account. I'm way more comfortable worrying about money. I'm way more comfortable being in debt. I'm way more comfortable with less money in my bank account than more money in my bank account. And she traced it back to her mom, who was always worrying, always uptight around money, not able to control and manage finances. And that was the home environment she grew up in. She didn't have any role models in her life where they were able to save money and not be worried about money. And this client was awesome. She really worked hard. She figured it out. She got really into the emotion around money and stepped into a new experience around money where, hey, it's okay to have money in the bank. It's uncomfortable to have money in the bank for me, but the other way wasn't working for me, obviously. So I'm going to face this challenge. And this leads me to probably my second favorite question when it comes to the emotional meaning of money. It's a two-parter though. So maybe it's two questions. And I am going to give you a few seconds just to answer this on your own. Do a little reflecting. What's one word you want to describe your relationship with money in the future? And what emotional state would you like to have in your relationship with money? And that is all for me today. Have you checked out my mini course, The Change Framework, yet? It walks you through how you can connect with three different sides of your brain to initiate a change in your life. So the thinking side of your brain, the feeling side of your brain, and the reacting side of your brain. You can check it out at affirmationpod.com/change, and you can use promo code MONEY to get $30 off. Again, affirmationpod.com/change, promo code MONEY to get $30 off. I wish you health physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and of course, financially. Thank you so much for clicking play and connecting in today. This is Josie with Affirmation Pod, your home for personal development. Bye for now.
And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel where you will get Affirmation Pod episodes as well as other goodies. Subscribe today by going to affirmationpod.com/YouTube. That's affirmationpod.com/YouTube. Thanks for listening to Affirmation Pod today. Now go be you, know you, and love you. This is Josie with Affirmation Pod. Bye for now.